Hello everyone, welcome back. In this episode, I want to explore the idea, at least this is what I think, the idea that Israel, the country of Israel, is having a narrative problem, a PR problem, i.e. a public relations problem, and overall as a direct result of that, a huge, massive propaganda problem. The problem really is that it's unable to get its message across, certainly not the way it used to be able to. And indeed, and this is my take, indeed, that message typically was successful, that propaganda typically was successful in Western countries, and more specifically the United States. Right now, what I have noticed is that that propaganda that Israel was so successful at in the West, and certainly the United States, has not completely fallen or been eliminated, but is not as good as it used to be. For the first time ever in the United States and in Europe, I have noticed that non-Israel propaganda, as in, say, pro-Palestinian propaganda, is as openly available as pro-Israel propaganda. And here's why I think that's the case. The reason I think it's the case is because the Israel propaganda relies specifically on controlling American politicians, American business people, and American media and technology companies, and pushing the propaganda down. Whereas in just the last 2 years, since the beginning of, say, the Ukraine war, it's become very obvious that that propaganda does not work anymore because of the decentralization of news and because sources are now widely available throughout the world. What's happened is that the propaganda needs to come bottom up. And that's why I think the Palestinian propaganda has been more successful than the Israeli propaganda. Who watches Fox News? Who watches CNN? But there are loads of people watching the platform X or YouTube or something like that. Now, YouTube is still controlled by the government, but X hardly is. There is control, but it's not nearly as controllable as, say, YouTube. In addition to X, you have access to things like Telegram and other things that are based outside of the collective West. So propaganda, this propaganda war, this narrative war, this PR war, that in any other circumstance should have been a cakewalk for Israel, specifically in the United States, has been, in my opinion, a complete disaster. The Israelis, for the first time, I feel, have made a blunder in the narrative PR propaganda war in the collective West, and most specifically the United States, because they failed to recognize that the way people consume information and trust news is no longer top-down, but it's decentralized and bottom-up. Plus, no one trusts the news on the first get-go anyway. Here is another problem the Israelis have. They had the entire world pretty much support it after the October the 7th terrorist attacks on southern Israel from Hamas, from Gaza. That was pretty much unconditional. But then, just a week or so later, the Israelis went into Gaza, and every week subsequent to that, the attacks by Israel on Gaza, the movement of people from northern Gaza to southern Gaza, and so on, that has seemed to be too excessive a pushback to the Gazans from Israel. And if they had, say, stopped some weeks ago, then maybe people would have moved on. But the fact that this thing is just dragging on, and most likely will drag on even further, is a sign that the propaganda war that needs to be happening everywhere, that Israel needs to be pushing, they haven't been pushing as successfully as they could, because they're still relying on the top-down version of things. Whereas the Palestinian model is completely decentralized. Not only is the Palestinian propaganda coming out of Palestine, but it's coming out of news sources throughout the Western world because they are pulling from social media sources, and social media sources are on the ground, possibly in Gaza or elsewhere, and they are reporting direct hits that are happening inside of Gaza. People are dying, and there is visual evidence of that. So if you are in the United States and you are seeing that, and you're hearing from, say, a Nikki Haley or some American politician or somebody who is rich or Fox News or someone about Gaza and Israel, the chances are that you're going to believe the eyes that you see that death and destruction with, rather than the propaganda that they're throwing out from, say, a Nikki Haley or Fox News or CNN or CNBC or something like that. I mean, You already don't trust the mainstream media. You don't trust MSNBC or CNN. So why trust them on this when you can't trust them on anything else? So in the United States, the propaganda war is being lost by Israel. In fact, I think that the Israeli propaganda war is so poorly run right now, at this point, when you're listening to this, that even hardcore X accounts that are pro-Trump are completely ignoring Israel. That's right. I would never have thought that, but that is the case. And Trump hasn't even sided completely with Israel either. He has been ambiguous and wishy-washy at best on that topic. Now, obviously, he may have behaved differently should he have been president, but you see where this is going. Demographics inside the United States do not favor Israel. Over time, demographics are going to change. In the United States, the demographics are going to increasingly become Latino and Asian. And these people do not care about the Israel-Palestinian situation. They just do not care. It is not in their vocabulary. Latinos and Asians did not create a Holocaust, and they did not do anything that happened in Europe for 2,000 years after the death of Jesus Christ. This is a European problem, and the Americans are today a European country, at least by descent. That's going to change demographically. That's still a couple of generations away. But on the ground right now, as there always has been, there's an increasing number of Muslims inside the United States, just like there are in Europe, there are in the US too. What that means is that the US can, because at sort of the older generational level, still has a lot of pro-Israel folks. At the lower generation, younger generation level, that doesn't really exist. And their access to media is different. So their propaganda that's coming into their brains is different to the propaganda that went into the brains of other people generations ago. So I think that the demographic changes in the US are going to impact Israel negatively over the next, say, 30 to 40 years. It's still a long way away, but I feel that that is what's happening. And you can see that trend already metamorphosizing inside of Europe, specifically Western Europe, where populations of Muslims are higher and have been for some time now. So what you're going to notice is that although rhetoric from European leaders will be pro-Israel, such as saying stuff that are pro-Israel and maybe doing a few things that are pro-Israel, they cannot go all in on Israel because they have sizable anti-Israel Muslim communities. That means two things. One, a lot of pro-Palestinian support, and two, a lot of anti-Semitism. So to create civil peace in their countries, these people will try and balance goals and or result in some kind of election that brings in right-wing governments that are going to be more, at least more anti-immigration or at least anti-Muslim immigration. Take, for example, the recent elections in Holland as an example for that. Also a problem for Israel is what's happening in Ukraine. You see, Israel went out on a limb forced by the United States to help Ukraine against Russia. So I think deep down, Russia is pro-Iran, pro-Syria, because Syria is a client state of Russia, but is now more proactive against Israel than it used to be because Israel was forced to side with Ukraine against Russia when they could have stayed neutral. It was in Israel's absolute benefit to stay neutral, but they were forced against it. Now they're in a predicament because now the Russians could stay neutral or side with Iran, Syria against Israel. You see, the most interesting thing about this whole thing, I thought, was that in the Red Sea, the Houthis are attacking certain vessels, but they are not attacking Russian vessels. Interesting, isn't it? So my take on this whole geopolitical trend, I guess, is that as the multipolar world accelerates and as the US hegemonic power decelerates, what you're going to see is more messy foreign policy, more messy defense issues. You see, now the Russians have a game to play in the Middle East, and they have to do one thing, and that is stay out of the mess and keep the Americans in the mess. That way, they can grow their economy while the Americans can get or at least the Americans can be bogged down in Israel and will have issues growing their economy, or at least that is what the Russians could hope. As long as the Americans are bogged down in the Middle East, they will be less bogged down in Europe. From a Chinese perspective, both sound great. If the Americans can be bogged down in Europe, as well as the Middle East, even better. It keeps them away from Taiwan. From an Indian perspective, the Middle East is always a problem because it's in India's immediate neighborhood, certainly the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea. But keeping the Americans busy in the Middle East isn't a bad thing. And keeping the Russians and Americans busy in Europe isn't a bad thing either. It's been great so far. Keeping the Chinese and Americans busy in the South China Sea would also be super great for the Indians, but that is not happening because the Americans are too stretched. So you see, from a geopolitical angle, from other countries' perspectives, it isn't necessarily a bad thing to have a war somewhere. You see, in geopolitics, people can be evil, and countries have to be evil. They have to look after their own strategic national interests. And that is what happened in Ukraine, that is what is happening in the Middle East, and that is what will happen in the South China Sea. Going back to this propaganda business for Israel then, as I have articulated, Israel is having a real problem with propaganda, but the Palestinians are not. Why? Because there are more people who are pro-Palestine on social media and on the ground, because there are simply Muslims in the world and less Jews in the world, that the infiltration of pro-Palestinian propaganda is so rife. It is literally everywhere because more people can push it. You don't need a lot of money to have a social media account to push an argument. So I'm going to wrap up, but I'm going to give you what I think the Israelis would need to do for the next conflict. And given what I'm seeing happening in Gaza right now, that next conflict is inevitable. It's going to happen. So the question is, what do the Israelis need to do from a PR, narrative, propaganda perspective so that this doesn't repeat itself? Well, the first thing is that it shouldn't rely on top-down, because if the messenger is Nikki Haley or someone from the US government or Fox News or MSNBC or CNN, nobody's going to believe that information. It needs to come from bottom-up, where they have a problem, because there are simply not enough Israelis or Zionists or pro-Israel folks in the world. So that needs to transform. So the biggest thing that the Israelis need to do is to get more people to buy into their ideas and the concept of Israel. I think that where they need to focus their attention is, one, America, because that's the client state, I guess, the state that's funding Israel, which is at risk. As I said, there's a generational problem going on here, so the Israelis would really need to work that. Secondly, is to work Europe, because that's the second one. A lot of Israeli Jews come from Europe, so Europe needs to be worked on. But then there are so many other players. Has the Israelis looked at what's going on in Russia? Have the Israelis looked at what's going on in India, Brazil, Argentina, other countries, Indonesia? Israel needs to work on Muslim countries, not just Muslim leaders. So they've worked on, say, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, and Israel has cracked deals with many Islamic countries. It's not impossible. It's totally possible. But Israel needs to, and I'm going to underline this, needs to crack a deal with Iran. There is no other solution to what's going on than Israel-Iran relations. And before that, the United States need to normalize relations with Iran, just like Saudi Arabia has. In this war in the Middle East, Iran sees Israel simply as a U.S. proxy, which it is. Iran sees Israel as a U.S. proxy, and it needs to be gotten rid of because Iran has a beef with the United States. The United States sees Iran as a problem, but that's changing too. You see, the United States could rely on other countries like Saudi Arabia in order to help them with Iran, but even the Saudis have cracked a peace deal with the Iranians. So the Americans are kind of left on their own. So the Israelis are in trouble, not just because of this propaganda, but because hard realities on the ground have them isolated. So when the time is right to help them with the narrative, they're going to have to work extra hard to build a new case so that when the next conflict arises, people either stay neutral, stay out of it, or are pro-Israel. Because right now, evidence from this Gaza conflict demonstrates that Israel is losing the propaganda war, the narrative war, the PR war, And that is on them because they have thought, they had thought that the only way to get somewhere, at least in the United States, is top down. But it's not, not anymore. And here's the problem. The narrative war may be losing, but the financial war has a long-term loss. So right now, the financial war, that is not a problem. The Americans will fund Israel to the hilt. As I said, if there's a generational shift, a mindset shift, there's too many Asians in the United States and Latinos who are voting, the chances are they're not really going to care about Israel. And that funding could just dry up. So the Israelis might need to work on that too. And I'm not sure what the answer is to that one. And finally, just from a Palestinian perspective, they honestly don't need to do anything because they have not only won the propaganda war, they are going to win the propaganda war because they are going to have a demographic dividend in Europe and the United States. And I'm not meaning like a demographic dividend where suddenly there's lots of Muslims in these countries. I'm just saying that the voter base will change, at least in the US, to be more Asian, so they don't really care about what goes on in the Middle East, and Latino, who don't care about what goes on in the Middle East. In Europe, the demographic dividend for the Palestinians is that there are more Muslims in Europe. So there will be more Palestinian sympathizers in Europe. And we can see that right now with demonstrations, massive demonstrations throughout Europe, at least Western Europe. So I think that there is a massive PR propaganda problem going on for Israel in the short term. In the long term, I even think some challenges for Israel coming out of American taxpayers who might not want to fund Israel anymore. And I think we're about 30 to 40 years away from that. So if I was Israel, I would be getting to work pretty damn quick on both of these issues. Otherwise there is a problem. And with that, I will let you go for now. Catch you all soon. Bye-bye.